she's sure can get around for her age. That's what I'd say.
Okay. Would you ever use Lively or Pert or
Spry?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, she sure gets around Lively. That's what most what you ought to say.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is what?
Lazy. That's what I'd say.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peckerwood. That's what we call it.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard a woodchuck for the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, is a woodchuck always a bird, or can a woodchuck also be another
it's
kind of creature?
A woodchuck, just like you said.
Just a bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they get on the wood and beat it, you know, and make it sound.
Uh-huh. I guess that's why they call the woodchuck.
Yeah.
What do you call an insect that hops around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went, what?
Well,
control of the car.
Hmm?
Oh.
Control of the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, let's see, what about an explosion? If something explodes, you might say that pieces of metal went where?
Well, we call that explosion would be something burst and flew all over the place.
Okay.
Like that stove blew up and part of it went one way and the other.
Well, let's don't let that happen.
I don't think it blew up.
Now, let's see, if that did happen and pieces of metal went all over the place, would you ever say they went every which way or went every which way or anything like that?
That's exactly what we'd have to say, but they would go every which way.
Okay.
They'd go that way and this way and that way, too.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call an old house that spirits might live in? A child might be afraid to go into.
Hang it.
Okay.
The proper name is haunted.
Well, what I want.
Hey, hang.
Yeah, well, that's what I want. Now, a child might be afraid to go past a cemetery at night because he'd be afraid he'd see.
A ghost.
Okay. Are there any haunted houses around here?
No.
Don't believe in them?
I don't
believe in them myself.
I don't either, but you know, I've talked to a lot of people who do.
Well, there's such a thing, sister.
You think there is?
Why, sure, there's things be heard at houses.
Well, what have you heard?
Well, I said that is people has heard things at houses.
Have you ever heard any of these things?
I've seen something one time I didn't know what it was.
What was it? I mean, what did it look like?
Just like a little girl walked out the road.
Well, how'd you know it wasn't a little girl?
Well, I know it wasn't. But we live there.
You know what that is doing it? That's your conscience.
No, that was the spirit of my mother going by. That's what it was.
Well,
she died in 2 days and 2 nights after that happened.
Well, how could you be sure that it wasn't just an ordinary little girl?
Well, of course. We brought the car and went out to see it. It disappeared right there.
Oh. What was she wearing?
Just in white.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just in white.
People believe in hags. They something wrong with it. I don't believe in hags.
Well, now, you wait and see. Your brother, he met a woman down here on the bridge one night with her head off.
Oh, my golly.
And she went off the end of the bridge and he went on across.
He spoke to it, too.
Yeah, he spoke
now,
to
that,
it.
Now, that would be enough to convince me that ghosts are alive, I tell you that. If I saw something like that, I would
he
believe.
He spoke to it and he never.
Well, you mean it didn't have any head on it?
No. That's what he said.
Like you sitting right there and right on the bridge on it.
Right then, that.
On the bridge, But I don't believe in
hands. I bet he didn't go back there by himself for
a while. Why, he went back? He didn't care for nothing.
Gee.
He made a many of a trip up and down that road tonight.
Was that around here somewhere?
Well, right down here on the
mile and a half.
Mile and a half down here.